I'm Lisa Mullins. A Boston police officer is the victim of the latest incident of gun violence in the city. The officer is recovering this afternoon, and a Dorchester man is under arrest. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has the story.
The suspect is 27-year-old Grant Headley of Dorchester, who was on probation and had served 3 years in prison for illegal gun possession. Police say officers with the Mattapan Drug Unit suspected Headley of drug dealing and tried to arrest him when they saw him driving, even though his license had been suspended. Police Commissioner William Evans says Headley jumped out of his car and opened fire, hitting the officer.
The officer quickly exchanged gunfire. At that time, the suspect took off. The officers who were with the injured officer gave foot pursuit. They were able to tackle the suspect, and they were able to confiscate the automatic handgun and bring him into custody without the suspect being injured.
Evans praised his officers for restraint, pointing out that they subdued the suspect without deadly force, even after seeing one of their own shot. And he praised them for quickly applying a tourniquet to their wounded fellow officer, who's expected to recover from what Evans describes as a serious leg wound. The shooting comes amidst growing concern and debate about gun violence in America. This week, President Obama issued new executive orders on guns. And just last night, Commissioner Evans joined the president at a town hall meeting focused on gun violence. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who along with Evans visited the wounded officer in the hospital, says today's shooting was just the latest reminder of the challenge.
We have too many guns in the street. You know, we're working very hard. The Boston Police Department took 800 guns off the street last year, took 1,000 guns off the street the year before, but we still have too many guns. And I can say we're not going to tolerate anyone going after the Boston Police Department.
That sentiment was echoed by the president of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, Pat Rose, who says too many guns pose a particular threat to cops on the streets.
The bottom line is, though, we are the targets. We are the targets, and that's wrong. We are the men and women that are out there protecting you and this city. The public should not stand for this. It's outrageous.
But Rose says he's also thankful today that one of his fellow officers didn't die. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.